Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Guardian.
And the doctor said to me, "You're still alive. You have a little girl who calls you daddy. Don't you think that you should be there for that girl who gets up and sees her father every morning? How can you say you're useless?" That gave me another shock, and I told myself that I must always fight.
Christophe Houlet had everything he'd ever wanted. Raised in Burkina Faso, he trained successfully to be an engineer, having completed his degree in nearby Côte d'Ivoire. He had a wife and daughters, and he was on his way to setting up his own company, a lifelong dream of his. Gradually, however, everything went dark. At the peak of his career, Christophe went blind.
Je me suis senti presque inutile.
I felt almost useless when it happened. I told myself, I'm no good for anything. I eat, I sleep, and I eat and I sleep. What use is a life like that?
It took some convincing, but with the support of his wife and his doctor, Christophe found his purpose elsewhere. He turned to activism.
When disability intervenes in your life, especially if it's a visual impairment, people think it's the end of the world. It is not the end of the world. You're still alive, and you have to fight to learn how to make the most of life and not to look back and hold on to things.
This is Small Changes, a podcast about how sometimes the seemingly smallest change can have the biggest impact. This week we talked to a man who, after losing his sight, decided to make it his mission to teach people with visual impairments how to adapt to their disability and reintegrate themselves into society. I'm Lucy Lamble.
My name is Christophe Houlet. I'm the president of the National Union of Associations for People with Visual Impairments in Burkina Faso.
It's estimated that up to 66% of children with disabilities aged 6 to 18 in Burkina Faso do not attend or have never attended school. But Burkina Faso is one of the first African nations to develop a national strategy on inclusive education. This was adopted in July of this year, and Christophe was instrumental in making it happen. I met Christophe in the École des Jeunes Aveugles, a school and resource centre for visually impaired people, in the capital of Burkina Faso, Ouagadougou.
En allant à l'école primaire de mon village,
from a young age, Christophe excelled. He did so well in primary school that he was accepted into a very good secondary school 250 kilometres away from his village. Despite being urged to pursue medicine, he took the more technical path.
And so when I had my next results, I had the chance to get into a prestigious university, the École Supérieure de Travaux Publics in Yamoussoukro, the capital of Côte d'Ivoire, which is where I did my engineering studies.
It was difficult in the beginning, but Christophe persevered and graduated with a degree in engineering. He thought he'd walk straight into a civil service job on his return. That never happened.
Upper Volta, 1983. Thomas Sankara is brought to power by a coup supported by one of the poorest peoples on our planet.
The Burkina Faso Revolution of 1983 saw a popularly supported coup d'état take place, allowing the revolutionary Thomas Sankara to assume the presidency. During this time, citizens were told they needed to complete a period of national or military service. This gave Christophe his first opportunity.
While I was in the military engineering service, there was a recruitment opportunity for a petrol company, Shell. And I was successful.
Christophe found his time at Shell invaluable for a multitude of reasons.
The highlights for me were we always had to fight for the best outcome, to rise to challenges and solve problems. In all areas of life, at all levels, there are challenges that you face, whether in your studies or going to a new country or fitting in the culture of a new company and, of course, delivering results. You have to find your way through, to find your courage, to deliver your best and reach your goal.
He also had the opportunity to travel, which let him see parts of the world he never thought he'd see.
I had the opportunity to go to Togo and to Abidjan, to go to Senegal and Tunisia, to meet other people working for the organization. And that led to really rich exchanges with fellow colleagues and problem solvers who were sharing the same experiences.
Eventually, he decided to leave Shell and start his own company.
I had arrived at a point where I wanted to develop a company for myself, my own business. That's when my sight issues began.
A serious eye infection caused him to slowly go blind. As you'd imagine, this turned Christophe's life upside down.
I felt almost useless when it happened. I told myself, I'm no good for anything. I eat, I sleep, and I eat and I sleep. What use is a life like that?
After the break, we'll hear about the steps Christophe needed to take to get his life back on track, and how this led to him becoming one of the key advocates for disability rights.
We discussed our personal stories, what we thought about life and about current affairs. We each learned to have confidence in ourselves again in dealing with daily life. You want to keep up to date, to know what's going on in the world, to re-engage with the world, and that there are others who can join you in the fight.
We'll be right back.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Today in Focus is a new Guardian podcast that brings you closer to our journalism by getting behind the news every weekday. You'll join me, Anushka Astana, talking to people at the centre of the big stories impacting our world. We'll use personal perspectives and expert analysis to put you at the heart of what matters. Listen to Today in Focus and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you choose to listen.
Welcome back to Small Changes. I'm Lucy Lamble. Before the break, we heard the story of Christophe Oulé, an engineer from Burkina Faso, whose life took an unexpected turn when he went blind. In the months following losing his sight, Christophe experienced depression and found himself contemplating what he could truly contribute without the use of his eyes.
And the doctor said to me, you're still alive. You have a little girl who calls you daddy. Don't you think that you should be there for that girl who gets up and sees her father every morning? How can you say you're useless? That gave me another shock. And I told myself that I must always fight.
He also credits his wife with getting him through his recovery.
When I found myself in this situation, it was my wife who really fought for me, trying to find any situation she could for me. It was her that discovered that it would be helpful to come to the association for rehab support, and that's how I came here to learn how to adapt. So the fact that I'm here now in this role is due in large part to my family, because my wife really, really helped me.
That's when Christophe started going to the National Union of Burkina Associations for the Promotion of Blind and Visually Impaired People. It was there he started on the road to rehabilitation.
To realise that you aren't alone in this problem, and meeting other people who are in the same situation, to learn alongside others helps. We discussed our personal stories, what we thought about life and about current affairs. We each learned to have confidence in ourselves again in dealing with daily life. You want to keep up to date, to know what's going on in the world, to re-engage with the world, and that there are others who can join you in the fight.
The first thing he did was learn the writing system, Braille.
That was a critical step for me, because when I had my sight, I read a great deal, newspapers, novels, everything. I became one of the best clients for the Braille library here, because that gave me back reading.
After that, he took IT lessons.
And all of that was really important in the changes I was going through. Because when you have to change your life, it's critical to have the tools to support you, to lead you, to move forward. If not, you're going to be stuck reliving your old life and resenting what you can no longer do.
Despite his happiness with a successful rehabilitation, Christophe still found there were blocks to moving forward, particularly with work.
Because even when I was rehabilitated, I wasn't able to find a job anywhere. And so I worked at the center as a volunteer until about 2013, when I was employed for a particular project here on decentralizing our school system for people with disabilities and supporting inclusive education.
Christophe quickly went from volunteer to full-time advocate.
Of course, having done engineering studies, that helped me too with rehab, as I'd done theoretical studies, which helps with problem solving and adapting yourself to new situations and circumstances. And that was, of course, exactly what I found myself doing.
He went on to promote the adoption of a national strategy for inclusive education. This meant taking part in a series of meetings and consultations with government officials. But the policy faced resistance.
This wasn't easy, because we were used to a system where it was thought that for children with specific needs, only specialists could meet those needs.
Ten years ago, we have started this journey of realizing human rights of persons with disabilities with United Nations
Convention. In 2009, the government ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. Part of the convention states that inclusive education is a right which should be afforded to every child. And yet it took nearly 10 years of pushing by people like Christophe for the government to adopt inclusive education as a national strategy.
So now, education in Burkina today needs to be mainstreamed for disabled children. You have to think through the consequences for everyone at all levels, instead of designing it for one group and then having to go back through it to make it work for everyone.
Christophe has come a long way since first losing his sight almost 2 decades ago. Knowing what he knows now, he's adamant that young people who have disabilities need to overcome any fear of failing in order to succeed in day-to-day life.
I would tell those children that they are children like any other. If they have access to school, they should work hard. As they face certain restrictions or limitations, that means they have to make even more of an effort than others. Success doesn't happen all by itself. Work doesn't happen by itself. If you're disabled, you shouldn't overprotect yourself, but fight to show what you're capable of, so that you're accepted by others. When disability intervenes in your life, especially if it's a visual impairment, people think it's the end of the world. It is not the end of the world. You're still alive, and you have to fight to learn how to make the most of life and not to look back and hold on to things. It's hard work, and it's courage, bravery, that makes the difference.
I'd like to thank Christophe Houlet for joining me on the podcast this week. Special thanks to Axel Cacoutier, our colleague who works on the Guardian's Today in Focus podcast, for voicing the English version of this interview. Special thanks to Philippe Campaore, Amadou Sango, and Diane Somme for translation support. If you have any questions or suggestions for future shows, you can send me an email at podcasts@theguardian.com. This episode of Small Changes was produced by Danielle Stevens. I'm Lucy Lamble. Thanks for listening.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.